Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
He won't. He won't. Evan won't.
Still optimistic that Dex could get on the field this week at some point?
Yeah, I'm hopeful. He'll be out here on Friday. That's what I'm hoping.
Is there anything Evan can do to, I don't know, stay, like, it feels like kind of a lost season for him with all the injuries and whatnot. Is there anything he can do besides practice to get better? Joe said he needs to get better. Is there anything he's doing right now to get better?
Yeah, he's rehabbing. He's in here often with the trainers, doing everything he can do to get it back as soon as he can.
How about just in terms of his football techniques? I mean, is he able to do, what's he able to do?
Yeah, he's really rehabbing with the trainers, obviously active in the meetings, does a good job there. So, he's doing everything he can do.
Daniel is obviously in the very early stages of his rehab. He's here a lot, I would assume.
Yep. No, he is. Yeah. I mean, he was here the day after, pretty much, already starting on the rehab with the trainers. Saw him yesterday. Was walking. He had his big brace on, but Daniel, he'll do everything he can do to rehab and get as good as he can.
How engaged is he? He's got his own things to worry about, obviously, but in the meetings with the quarterbacks and things.
Yeah, I'd say he's really focusing right now on his rehab the best he can, and certainly if he's got something to say or help out those guys, he's there.
Is that you've been through that with guys, who get hurt
sure
early, and you kind of have to give them their space and not you need to be more involved, you need to do this, you kind of have to read the room and see what's going on with those guys?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is for the player to be able to start rehabbing. Obviously, it depends on the injury that you have, and in this case, it's surgery for his ACL. So I think his priority is to do everything he can in the training room, rehab, and do all those necessary things to start improving after the surgery.
Is there an important, any chance a window opens up for him this season?
Don't know. Again, he does the same thing. He's getting his rehab in, but not sure.
It's been so long. I mean, is it even possible or worthwhile at this stage of the game for him?
Yeah, I'd say every situation's different. He's in here. He's with the trainers all the time, and every injury is a little bit different. Making progress, enough progress, I'm not sure yet.
We've seen flashes from some of your receivers like Jalen. What do you make of Wandale's season? He's played a lot, but he hasn't really flashed to us. What do you make of where he's at, in his second season?
Sure, I think he's coming back from that injury still. But he does everything that we ask him to do. Still has his quickness. I'd say still is improving from that, tough injury as you come back as a skill player. But everything that we've asked him to do, and I think that, the last couple weeks, he's done healing up even a little bit better. I'm not saying it's not healed, but you got to go through mentally, physically. So I'm very encouraged by Wandale.
You took my next question, actually, was going to be, he was an explosive player in college. He's averaging, I think, 7 yards a target or something. Does he still have that explosiveness? And for whatever other reasons,
sure,
we haven't necessarily seen it.
Yeah, no, I think, I got, Wandale's a good young player. Again, happy we have him. I think he has a good skill set. He's worked, he's done everything we've asked him to do.
Dave, why has Isaiah Hodgins been such a minor part of an offense when you could argue he was a big part of last year's success at the end, especially?
Yeah, we rotate a good amount of players. him and Jalen play the same spot. So you either have Jalen, you have Isaiah. Isaiah has his role. Jalen has his role. There's, I'd say, different personnel groups that we utilize for both those guys. So when his personnel group's up, he's in. When Jalen's is up, he's in.
It just doesn't make sense, though, that Isaiah played such a key role last year. It doesn't make sense to me. And now is truly an afterthought. And he did have the one touchdown in the game where Jalen had the big game. Sure. You know, against the Patriots.
Yeah, I'd say those guys do a good job of, you know, again, there's a variety of personnel groups we use, and whoever's in there for that personnel group, that's the receivers, whether it's three, whether it's two, whether it's one or four. But, you know, he's been a good teammate. He's worked extremely hard.
Is there anyone who will be limited or out today other than Evan and Dexter?
Those two guys.
That's it?
Yeah.
Brian, I know you were asked about this a little bit yesterday, but with Tyrod, like, how did you see him process the news that you gave him on the practice field, in the locker room, things like that?
Yeah, like a pro, like I said yesterday. Came out, had a good practice yesterday. He's a true pro.
Obviously, we know he's a pro.
Yeah.
Do you worry at all about the perception that it could send to the team that, you know, it doesn't give you the best chance to win, that you are looking to the future maybe while trying to win? I'm not saying you're not trying to win.
Yeah. No, I said to cover that yesterday. Reason why we went with Tommy, and you know, we're moving forward.
I've seen a lot of coaches ask this because there's so many season-ending quarterback injuries, and I think 9 backups are playing this week. Going forward, will you change how much practice reps you give in season to your backup quarterback, because it just seems like the backup quarterback is needed now more than ever?
Yeah, the way we do it, the backup quarterback takes all the look team reps, and the guy that's starting takes all the regular reps.
And nothing about this season would adjust what you've done.
Yeah, that's how we do it. Again, could we adjust it? Sure, we could adjust it, but that's how we approach it.
What would it take for Tyrod to win back that starting job? How are you going to kind of view that?
Yeah, we're getting ready here for Green Bay. Talked about that yesterday relative to Tommy being the starter, and that's how we're moving forward.
One thing we didn't talk about yesterday is, I'm curious, what was ownership's role in this? Did they get involved in that, or do they just say, or do you run it by them, or do you just take care of that yourself? Is that on you?
Yeah, no, I'd say we have good communication, but you know, ultimately I make that decision. All good?
Anything else?
How did Tyrod look yesterday coming back? I don't think we asked you that.
Yeah, he looked good. Yeah, was moving around, threw the ball well. I was happy to be out here.
He did give us a couple of no comments yesterday, which isn't, you know, like him normally. Did he share anything with you that you could tell us to shed more light on how he did accept the decision? Because the no comments indicated he wasn't necessarily happy.
Yeah, no, we had a good conversation. You know, like I said, he's a true pro. You know, we talk a lot, I and I, or really all the quarterbacks. You know, you'd have to ask him about that. You know, we talked yesterday, we talked today. Again, as a true competitor, you know, you'd be disappointed. I think any of us would be disappointed, but he's a true pro.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.